Hello, River Church. My name is Keith Graffam, and I've been asked to interview Mr. Lindsay West. Hello, Linz.
Hi, mate. Aren't you the voice of Marlow FM?
I am. Indeed.
You are, aren't you? Yeah. I like that.
So someone thought it was a good idea to get two of the most unpredictable people who've come out of River Church to do a Zoom together that's going to be promoted across the River Church meeting. But anyway, we'll see how this goes.
They're in for a treat, Keith. They're in for a treat.
They're in for a treat. So those of you that don't know me, my name's Keith Graffam, and I've been part of River Church Marlow for about 30 years now. And I had the pleasure of meeting Linz in the youth group when I first joined the church. So all those years ago, and I thought it'd be interesting for you just to see what Linz looked like back then when I met him. So this was when I first met Linz, and we were on our way to a place called Loviv. Andy Reid had set up a youth work trip at France, and we were out there doing some building and some street work, which is some fun times. Maybe we'll hear a little bit more about that later, Linz. But
yeah, 100%.
Lindsay, for those people that some people may have heard of you but may not have met you or heard your story, so just give us a little background on your kind of journey from River Church to where you are now.
Yeah, 100%. So I was in mainstream with Keith and James Clary and some of the legends from River Church, and I came out of university and I was working in town in the centre of London for a marketing agency that looked after Audi cars. And I'm sat in Sloane Square in a bar, and I'd just been listening to this focus group talking about, I don't know, a £60,000 car and a window washer had gone wrong, and I'm sat there having this moral dilemma, just going, ah. Now, I had a bit of a journey with my faith, as in I went off to university and fully lived the university lifestyle and loved it. It was great fun. God was still part of the journey, but you know, it was a bit kind of on the back burner. I'd come back to River and I was involved in Christians in sport, but no kind of day-to-day sort of relationship with Jesus. But I found myself in this moral dilemma, and this guy just went, you're in the wrong job, bro. You need to be doing something where you're helping people. And it's like something hit me like a wave. And the week after this chat, I was off to Soul Survivor to serve on youth with River Church Youth. So I was like one of the young leader type people. I mean, I don't know what I was leading them into. I'm for crying out loud. It was funny, but it was, and I turned up and I was doing detached youth work, and I was watching this band called the Worldwide Message Tribe from Manchester. And I was watching these auditions while we were getting lunch. And we turned up to one of the live shows, and my brother Dan, Big Dan, kind of elbowed me and he said, you should do that. You should have a go. He said, you can break dance a little bit. And I was like, what? He said, where are they from? He goes, Manchester. And I was like, yo, you get a nosebleed going out far north, bro. Have you seen how far that is? And he was like, no, you should have a go. Just go on, have a go. Anyway, 5 days later, I auditioned. And they phoned round all of the church leaders. So they probably phoned people like Andy Reid and Al Bullen. And Andy probably told them about the French story and me and Keith rocking caravans and tipping people out of beds and all this kind of stuff. And 5 days later, the boss, Andy Hawthorne, phones me up and he goes, right, so I've heard these two things. You like your girls and you like your beer. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. And he says, so you can move to Manchester. We'll put you on a 3-month trial. 5 days later, I phoned my job and said, look, I'm thinking I'm not going to renew the graduate scheme. 5 days later, I drove to Manchester and moved into the poorest, most socially deprived council estate in Europe, in Withenshaw.
Now, I actually remember the day before you left, we had lunch at the old River Church office in Marlow.
That's right.
We had lunch, and I just remember my little pep talk to you was, this is a great opportunity. Do whatever they say, don't mess it up.
And you were literally looking me straight in the eyes. You went goggle-eyed with your big glasses, like, don't mess this up. And I'm like, no, I got it. And I was like, actually, yeah, I could really mess this up. So I moved up, and Worldwide Message Tribe worked in all the inner cities in Manchester. And I was living in the poorest estate. So I'd come from Maidenhead to the poorest, and I was going, you know, the top 1% of the country to a very different environment. And I just fell in love with the place. There was something about the people, you know, I was taking kids to United. I started playing football. I started playing like semi-pro football. So playing with kids out on the street and going into school. So you'd have this 24-hour kind of like lifestyle where people are knocking on the door, coming to our, and I just fell in love with the people. And so the Worldwide Message Tribe then grew into a charity called The Message. started doing lots of social action work, lots of stuff on the street, Eden projects and different cities. And I felt really called to the school's work, but also I had this idea, if we put songs out into the mainstream chart, into Spotify Now and YouTube and that kind of stuff, you create a platform to then go into school to then speak Jesus. So you're seeing double the amount of kids because of the platform.
Yeah.
So I went to Andy and I was like, yo, you know, World Mission Tribe is coming to an end. Can we do something like this? And he was like, I think, yeah, you need to start something. So we started something called LZ7, which is what I'm in now, the band LZ7. And I front it. The rest is history from there. We've just started to catapult up into the kind of mainstream world, but keeping on with the schools. So it's like the salt and light. So we do 80 to 100 schools a year. And then we'll go on tour with people like Jason Derulo and stick songs out in the charts and push stuff onto Spotify and create the biggest platform to reach the most amount of people.
Amazing. So,
go on.
Just very quickly, because I think this is quite a cool story as well, is LZ7, a lot of people think it's LZ because of Linz and 7 because of, you know, God's number or whatever, but that's not quite right, is it? So where did LZ7 come from?
So when we first set it up, because it was a bit of a solo project, that was kind of the emphasis at the time, as in a person is created whole. But I was in New Zealand and this lad came up to me who had a big flat top and he's a big dude, American. And he said, hey, bro, do you know what LZ7 means? And I said, no. And he said, so an LZ5 is when you land in your own territory. So when you're at battle, you land in your own land. And LZ7 is when you land in opposition territory and steal it back. So landing zone 7 is in your opposition land. Did you realise that? And I'm like, no, but that's definitely what it means now. 100%. Because we'll go into high schools and we'll have self-harm blades handed in and suicide notes handed in. And we do lessons on purpose and Black Lives Matter and resilience, but all with a gospel kind of like twist to it, all fronted by the music. Yeah. And a landing zone 7 is when a kid hands in their self-harm blades at the end of a lesson, or they don't turn their back on, they turn their back on life. They don't turn their back on life. They choose life, or they give their life to Jesus and say, I want to be in a relationship with Jesus. Because fundamentally it's about reaching the lost, the last and the least. So it's just an evangelistic organization and band.
And when you tell stories like that, you know, some people, you hear them say, oh, we have this, we have that, and maybe it's happened once or twice. But when you're talking about kids handing in self-harming blades to you, that's not something you've just seen once or twice, is it?
No, you'll get that every day. In some schools, every lesson, you'll have one, two kids come up and they'll just secretly just put your hand out, sir. And then I'll drop it and say, I'm not giving up on life. And then I just look over to the pastoral care and just indicate, you need to talk to this kid. And they know, but it means that it's prompted something in them to bring the issue to the surface. Yeah. And the school can then deal with it pastorally. And then we've written a kind of online self-help, self-esteem, anti-self-harm mental health resource called I'm Possible. So it's www.impossible.uk.com, as in a play on impossible, as in nothing is impossible for Jesus. So we hand that to them as well, and it links to NHS and other resources. So, yeah, it happens a lot.
And you've got plenty of stories of kids that have done that, and then you've been back to the same school a year, 2 years later, and they've come back to you. Just give us one of those sort of...
Yeah, so we're in New Zealand, and this teacher kind of shut us down and said, I've Googled LZ, like, I like what you do. You're positive, it's up-tempo. I said, yeah. She said, but there's something different between you and other bands, isn't it? I was like, go on in. She says, you lot are Christians. I was like, yeah, like, miss, don't get it twisted. Like, we're not a Christian band. Like, we're Christians in a band. Like, there's a big difference. I said, so I won't get my little rainbow strap guitar and my little fire and hand out little red Bibles like Scott McLaughlin and start singing Kumbaya. I said, sorry, Scott. We're going to have a lot of fun. And she said, cool, but if you mention your faith, it's illegal to talk about it. There's no outward expression of faith. If you mention your faith in this city, I'll call the police. And I'm like, run that by me again? Anyway, I said, cool, man. It's banned in this certain city. And so no scars for Muslims, no crosses for Christians. And so we get to this song and the whole place is lit, as in it's bouncing, it's jumping about. And this one girl, she's got red hair, head against the floor, head against the side. And I said, this, life's like a roller coaster. It's going to throw you a curveball. You'd have a bad start, a bad day, a bad night, or maybe even a tough life. Secret to life are these three words: never give up, just keep breathing. Tomorrow holds the answers to today's problems. She puts her head against the side and starts to sob, so I give her a free ticket. I don't have time to talk to her. That's on a Wednesday. On a Friday night, in the arena, 3,500 kids turn up, and 100 feet from the stage, red hair, can see her just staring at me. And I'm looking at her going, come on, come on, because our set is like hype. And she's just like, mm-mm. I'm like, come on. I said it again. And because I was allowed to, I said, look, I'm a church boy. I believe that God's got a plan for your life. He designed you the way that you are. You're here for a reason. Whatever the roller coaster in life leaves you dangling in the wind, never give up. She starts to sob, like mascara all around her face, looks like a panda. I said to our guy, can you go and pick up the girl with the red hair? Just bring her to the side of the stage. I want to know what's going on. So I come off sweating. She's in the side. And I'm like, yo, you all right? She says, nah, you messed up my plans. I was like, what are you talking about? Have I messed up your plans? You're raving, girl. And she goes, no, you don't understand. I don't like your music. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can tell. She says, but I had to come down and find out what it was about, because when you turn the music on in school, something hit me like a wave. She said, you did it again tonight, and I had to find out what it is. And I said, yeah, cool, man. Do you have fun? She said, yeah. She said, but you told me God's got a plan and all this stuff about being a church boy. And she said, because I said, yeah, but why have I messed up your plans then? She said, well, I looked in my journal on Wednesday and I'd set a date to jump off the roller coaster life. And I said, when's that? She says, tonight after the show. I said, what does that look like to a 15-year-old kid? She gets out two blades and she gets out like 160 pills and two notes, one for mum and dad. And she said, it looks like this. And I'm like choking up by this point. She's streaming with tears. But she turns and she starts to roll this thing up. And she just puts it out and drops it into my hand. She says, but I'm choosing not to give up. So we stayed in contact on email. 3 months later, 6 months, 9 months. This is 4 years ago now. 5 years ago now. And I went back into the school a couple of years ago. And I recognize it because the teacher comes over. And I'm like, oh, yeah, miss, no God, right? And she's like, yeah, yeah. Bouncing away with some year 10s. And there's a year 10 who can't even give me any eye contact. So I walk over and I give him a free ticket. And his girlfriend with blonde hair is there. She looks up as I talk to him. She goes, yo, Linz, do you remember me? I'm like, nah. She says, it's Caitlin. And I'm like, who's Caitlin? Caitlin. I'm racking my brain, Caitlin, because I remember lots of names. I'm like, dang, who's Caitlin? Oh, my gosh. You're the girl with the red hair. She says, yeah, yeah. She says, it's the first time I've really worn my T-shirt because my scars have healed up. And I'm like, no. I said, you're with your boy. It's your boyfriend. You're chilling out. She goes, no, Linz, don't get twisted. I'm in year 13 now. He's in year 10. I'm part of the pastoral care team that's taken the year 10s through the same stuff that I went through when I was in year 10. I was just like, oh my gosh. So even if it's just for the one kid that does that, and if that's the, I took a selfie with her and I've got selfies of her just saying, this is, if anyone wants to see Kate, this is Kate. And she came up and she goes, it saved my life. You know, you put me in a youth group. You got me involved in a church. They discipled me, looked after me. She said, I'm not fully like restored. She said, but what people say now doesn't bother, because I was just on the end of this. I thought for that to disappear, I had to disappear. And you'll hear stories, countless stories of stuff like that. But that's the most significant one, because it happened right at a gig. Whereas yeah, we do it in schools.
And we talk, you know, we talk in church about saving lives, and it's sort of thrown up throwaway comments sometimes, but this is literally saving a life, which is yeah. You know, completely redeeming someone, which is amazing. So obviously you've done a lot of stuff in schools and whatnot, and you know, in March, suddenly everything shuts, the school's shut. You know, how do you then react to that? What does that mean for you in terms of, presumably you had a whole month of gigs and schools work lined up and it's just cancelled, or what happens? How have you kind of responded to the whole lockdown?
So we literally uprooted it, everything, and put it all online. So in lockdown, just started, we had loads of content, loads of music videos, and just started to drop them into the Spotify campaigns of this world, the YouTube campaigns, as well as I just started this thing called Cabin Fever. So I legged it up to the office in town. I basically robbed it of the big screens, the big speaker system, and just set it up, me and the tech guy.
When you said office in town that you've robbed, you mean your own office?
My own office. Yeah. But I definitely look like a thief running down the road with all of my gear before lockdown happened, like on the day. And I'm like, quick, get home. Because I had this idea. I was like, kids are going to be hopeless. So we can bring hope. And how can we do it? We can do it online. So we can throw lots of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. And I just did it all the way through the darkest moments where kids were. And I was getting messages similar to Caitlin's story saying, I just want to give up. And this is my saving line. This is my lifeline, this stuff. And just, you know, we saw lots and lots of responses to Jesus because I did a gospel presentation every time. And then also released lots of new music. And one of the music videos I'm going to show you now, it's called Sound of the Weekend. And this is the kind of stuff, gives you kind of idea of what the music fronts. And then we'll come back and have a chat in a minute. Hey,
Whoosh. It's the sound of the weekend. Everybody get down to the deep end. Front to the back to the center. DJ drop the track, we go mental. Ah, it's the sound of the future. Everybody get down with the movement. Everybody from the left to the right. Everybody in the spot, put your hands to the sky. We're 365, all day, every day, decent vibes. Ha, got that Friday feeling, on to Saturday morning, sleepings. Sunday, you know I'm a church boy, and Mondays come around quick, and I keep him putting in shifts, running my ship so I don't go blue like turquoise. It's the sound of the weekend, everybody get down to the deep end, everybody get down to the banger, everybody inside, put your hands up. It's the sound of the weekend, LZ inside, tell them, everybody outside of the building, inside jumping, everybody. We celebrate life in symphony. The medication's light in victory. Manchester sparking a buzz. London overseas charging it up. We're about to blow this, yep, and it's all going off like a loaded set. It's the sound of the weekend. Everybody get down to the deep end. It's the sound of the weekend. Everybody get down to the deep end. Front to the back to the center. DJ drop the track, we go mental. Ah, it's the sound of the future. Everybody get down with the movement. Everybody from the left to the right. Everybody in the spot, put your hands to the sky.
Live my life. Live my life.
Wow, that was brilliant. Thanks. That's good to see that, skiing on the Alps.
Come on now.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, so as a church, in River Church here, there'll be a lot of people watching this through their computer screen or whatnot. Obviously, the lockdown and the restrictions are making it hard for people to feel like they can communicate well with friends, give the gospel, share their lives in a way that they used to be able to. How would you encourage us, sort of the everyday churchgoer, in terms of what can we do evangelistically, sort of in our own lives, that, you know, lessons you've learned through what you're doing?
It's that hard a word, and it's so awkward to do it and say it. You couldn't even spit it out, isn't it? Evangelistically, because it's so difficult, isn't it? It's true. One of the things that we've been doing, and besides the LZ7 stuff and the music stuff, which is obviously a very good vehicle to do that stuff, is the WhatsApp group on the street. And it's just literally texting people and doing the runs and doing the vulnerable, shopping for the vulnerable and being out there, and then dropping a little message on the end saying, yo, I'm churchy, can I pray for anything on the street? And our WhatsApp group on the street is about 150 strong. And now you'll get prayer requests coming back just saying, oh yeah, please pray for my grand, pray for this, pray for that. And I'm like, yo, this is amazing. What an amazing way to kind of like let people know that we're churchy, but also that there's hope in a hopeless world. And those things for me have been a real lifeline. So the WhatsApp groups, the online stuff, the connecting with people, Zoom phone calls, the Zoom pub thing that I set up a pub called the Quarantine Arms. And one of our mates is now going through battling with cancer. And we've all rallied around him and praying for him. And it's blokes that have never met each other before. And some of them really like on the edge of faith, like they've known it. And now they're piping up and saying, yo, I'm going to pray for this guy. I'm going to get involved with this. And I just think it is literally throwing whatever you can at the wall and seeing what sticks. And if it doesn't stick, it really doesn't matter, because everybody's in the same boat. There's no levels of like, oh, you're good at this and I'm good at this and I can say this and can't say that. just to have a go. Be a have a go hero and see what comes back, and then roll with what's working. That could be WhatsApp. That could be, you know, meeting up for a socially distanced walk around a park, because people genuinely want to talk and they want to know that there is a hope in this hopeless world right now, especially with Corona. So I just encourage people to just step out of the boat, do what Jesus did, throw the net on the other side of the boat when he told the disciples, and then go fishing on the other side and see what happens.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, it feels to me as though COVID-19 is polarizing society in many ways. And actually, you know, Jesus' command about caring and loving the poor is more important now for us than ever as a church and as Christians. And like you say, the amount of opportunity to engage with people who are either poor in spirit or poor in mental health or poor in financially, there's opportunity. That's only going to become more apparent, I think. So that's really helpful. And then for you, as in what you're doing, obviously you've been through this time, schools are now back.
Yeah.
Presumably you've had, again, there's been loads of bookings that you've had for this term and going through to next year. What does it look like for the future with LZ7? How are you having to adjust and change? What,
so the last 2 weeks or last month, we've basically recorded all our school tours are called Illuminate. So Shine, Matthew 5:14. So we've taken all of the Illuminate stuff and put it all online. So we've recorded lessons like Black Lives Matter, resilience, digital detox, facing your fears. And we've put it all into lesson packages that schools can have. So if you're a teacher and you're watching this and you want LZ7 to come into your school, it's all fronted by music. And I've actually recorded the video. So it looks a little bit like this video now. It's about a minute and a half. So just have a watch. And if this is your moment right now, I want you to pray this prayer with me. I'm going to pray, God, thank you for loving me. Thank you that Jesus died on the cross so that I can have life. So that all the stuff I've ever thought, said and done is finished. And I can step into this new life. My past is done, my future's yet to come. I say yes to you right now. Thank you, I have a hope and a future and something more to live for. In Jesus' name, amen. So you can see there's a clear gospel presentation if the school wants it. If it's not and it's just holistic, you can take that bit out and you can just have those subject matters talked on. But it's all fronted by the music that we've done. So the teacher can essentially sit down, play it, and the kids, they're not just entertained, but they're taken through like a real fun lesson. You've got chair dances, you can win a T-shirt, you can actually dance in the lesson and watch a load of music. But it's been recorded in a way in sound bites so that kids' attention span is kept. And it's talking about all the real critical, relevant cultural stuff now that's going on. And we're rolling that out hopefully across all the high schools in the UK. So that's what it looks like for the moment, because all the schools tours have gone, zoop, as in physical. So we thought, well, then let's make it all online. And then when it comes to the physical one, we can go back and revisit. And it's completely free.
Amazing. That's brilliant. And so as a church, River Church, and individuals, how can we support what you're doing? How can we find out more about what you're doing? You know, how do we keep involved in the journey with you?
Yeah, brilliant. So, I mean, firstly, like a massive thank you for you to everyone at River and River Church as a leadership, just for getting behind us and supporting us so hard. I don't know whether you realise this, but we released a single in 2012, an anti-human trafficking single. And we came and did a presentation at River, and you paid for the whole thing to be marketed online. So it went to number one in the States, it went to number 12 in the UK, and your donation paid for that. And it got us there. Because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, doing mission is mission, which is great, but the marketing of the mission is the most expensive bit to actually get above the noise. And you guys have helped so well with that and kept us buoyant, kept us alive, kept us up to date. And it's just been incredible. So if anyone's watching this and you're like, oh, I'd love to get behind this, you can do it individually. If you go to www.light.uk.com and just scroll down, get involved. There's a whole thing about how you can get involved monthly. And if you sign up, on a monthly thing, you get a monthly newsletter. We send out like we send out every 2 weeks an update of what's been going on. That's an LZ7 one and a Light one. We've got a new band that's starting. So we're launching them in December and we're just training them up now so we can go twofold into different cities. So we can go into, you know, more schools, multiple schools, new songs and new music. So that just needs new money. So if people want to support us, any like literally like Tesco's, every little helps. And it's literally fivers to tenners or one-off donations, whatever you can prayerfully consider, or just stand with us praying. That's the most important bit, you know, because you're the intercessors that send us out to go and reach these young people that are really hurting. So please consider it. Go to light.uk.com and just have a look on the Get Involved button. That'd be amazing.
Amazing. And can people donate directly through the website?
Yeah. So it's a charity checkout page that's on there that's all set up, ready to go.
And I understand you've got some good merchandise available on the website.
Look at him! Shameless plug.
I know. Well, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Keith, I need to send you some new stuff. That's like...
it's a bit out of date now. So, Linz, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you're a busy guy with a family and all sorts of stuff going on as well as everything else you're doing. But I just wanted just to finish off, if you just say a quick prayer for us at River Church, just to bless us in what we're doing and to encourage us into some of the stuff you talked about. That'd be great.
100%. I don't know where everyone's at now, if you listen to this on a Sunday, whether it's been a tough week or a good week or whatever, but I fully believe that what the Bible says, his mercies are new every morning. So whatever you've been through, whatever you've done, whatever's been thrown at you this week, said about you to you, whatever, I fully believe when you come to Jesus in the morning, his mercy is new. That means it's wiped, it's gone. You know, your past is done, your future's yet to come. So I just pray for you guys. And if you want to respond and say, yeah, you know what, my past is done, then just respond with this and just remember that God's mercy is looking over you, smiling on you. Jesus, thank you so much that you use the church in such a powerful way. And I pray that you'd use us to reach the lost, the last and the least. I pray that you'd inspire people that have been listening here to maybe get involved or help or reach out to their friends, reach out to their streets, their WhatsApp groups. I thank you for these guys supporting us so hard in what we do, in being the front end of reaching millions of young people for Jesus. And at the same time, I pray they'd be blessed to be a blessing. So for anyone out there who's been struggling, Lord, I pray right now that you give peace that transcends all understanding, that are going through job loss or family loss or anything else, Lord, that's really hurting now. God, I pray that you'd come in and be God and you'd be large and in charge. And we just give you the glory for these guys. Thank you that church changes the nation and it starts with us. So do use us now, Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, mate. Linz, thank you so much for your time. It's been great talking to you. I'm sure everyone's found that interesting. I'd encourage anyone who's watching to check out Lindsay's website, think about whether you could donate and support what he's doing, or just follow what he's doing and just cover him in prayer as a church. That'd be fantastic. And enjoy the rest of the service and have a great week. Thank you.